The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio. This week, Suspense, the ABC Murders, originally aired May 18, 1943.
This is the Man in Black, here again to introduce Columbia's program, Suspense. Our distinguished stars tonight are two of the world's acknowledged masters of the art of suspense. They are Mr. Charles Laughton and Miss Elsa Lanchester. Mr. Laughton, who will soon be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, The Man from Down Under, is here to play a remarkable character created by England's noted thriller author, Agatha Christie. A mild-mannered character whose initials were ABC, and about whom revolved a series of savage murders, all neatly and alphabetically arranged. ABC was stamped upon all his belongings, those being his rightful initials. And ABC was stamped, too, upon the large railway timetable he always carried. But there was nothing so odd about that detail, since no traveler in the British Isles would dream of planning a journey without consulting this famous railway schedule, the ABC. And so, with the ABC murders by Agatha Christie, written for radio by Robert Tallman and William Spear, and with the performance of Charles Laughton, we again hope to keep you in suspense. When the time for closing bell rang in the public library, Alexander Bonaparte Cust started, picked up his battered briefcase with the almost faded initials ABC, closed the book he had been reading, and shuffled over to the librarian's desk.
It's a most interesting book, librarian. I should like to come back sometime and read another chapter of it, if I may.
Quite. Yes, Mr. Clark. Can I help you, sir?
No hurry.
Well, I'll be going along now. Thank you.
Rum little chap, that. What do you think he was reading? Studies in epileptic somnambulism.
Medical stuff, eh? Oh, I see. The little fellow left his briefcase. I'll catch him at the door. I say, sir, just a moment. You left something.
Oh, dear, it's my briefcase. I'm terribly sorry. I seem to be getting more and more forgetful lately. Why, only the other day I left it on the counter in a tobacco shop.
Lucky you have those initials. Not many people with the initials ABC sticks in your mind.
What do you mean by that, sir?
Well, after all, they're the first three letters of the alphabet. Practically the first thing we learn, you know, isn't it? Our ABC.
Well, don't mention those letters to me. They brought bad luck to me in more ways than one.
Really? How's that?
Well, I used to be a travelling salesman, and I used to carry one of those railway timetables in my pocket, the threepenny kind, in which they list the towns and all the railroads alphabetically.
Oh, of course. Printed right on the cover, isn't it? Hey. ABC.
Yes, that's right, sir. Well, stockings was my line, sir. I did door-to-door selling. Whenever I finished one town, out would come that timetable, and I'd look up the next stop on my route. I got sick of the sight of that ABC railway guide, I can tell you, sir. It was like a symbol of failure to me. One dingy little town after another, and all listed in that railway guide with ABC printed on the cover. My own initials staring out at me from every newsstand and every dirty little railroad station in the Midlands.
Oh, come on. It couldn't have been as bad as all that.
Matter of fact, I never noticed it till I began to get the headaches.
Oh, you suffer from headaches?
Yes.
Have you seen a doctor about it?
Oh, no, no. I wouldn't want to see a doctor about it. I already know what brings them on.
Well, if you'd rather not talk about it.
No, it isn't that at all, sir. It was just such a long time ago. During the last war, in fact, Chateau Thierry.
Chateau Thierry? Oh, I say, what a coincidence. I was in the thick of that myself.
Where
yes, we must get together for a drink one day to talk over old times. Franklin Clark is my name.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Clark. My name's Cust. Alexander Bonaparte Cust.
Well, they must have expected great things of you, giving you a name like that.
I'm afraid they did, Mr. Clark. Yes. I'm very much afraid they did.
Mr. Cust. Oh, Mr. Cust.
Who is it?
It's me, Mr. Cust. I brought you up a spot of tea.
Oh, it's you, Miss Marbury. That was very thoughtful of you.
Oh, nonsense. You know Mother dotes on you. You're her favorite lodger. In fact, why, Mr. Cust, you're packing your things. You're not leaving us, are you?
Oh, no, I'm just taking a little trip over the bank holiday, you know.
Now, don't try to deceive me, Mr. Cust. You're embarrassed about owing us, aren't you?
No.
You needn't be, Mr. Cust. Really, you needn't.
Oh, you are a nice girl, Miss Marbury. You really are a nice girl. As a matter of fact, I'm not going just for the bank holiday. I've something rather important, very important matters to take care of. You know, it's very possible that my mother didn't have me christened Alexander Bonaparte Cust for nothing.
Have you got a position, Mr. Cust?
Well.
What is it?
Well.
Oh, come, Mr. Cust. You can tell me, can't you?
Well, Miss Lily, I can tell you this much. I shall be travelling quite a lot. In fact, where did I leave that ABC Railroad guide? Oh, yes, here it is. First stop, Andover.
Andover? That's not very far.
No, but I must be getting on if I don't want to miss that train. Now, let me see. Have I got everything? There's my spectacles and my overcoat, my typewriter, my walking stick. Did I ever tell you the history of this walking stick, Miss Marbury? It's a Scottish piece, very old. It's always used as antique. You know, they used to kill people with these back in the days of the old clan wars in Scotland. I wonder how many heads this one has bashed in.
Oh, Mr. Cust. Oh, please, what a terrible way to talk.
Yes, I'm sorry, Miss Marbury. I am a little bit surprised at myself talking like that. It must be my new job. It's gone to my head a bit. That's it. It's gone to me head. Have you got an aspirin by any chance? I've got an aspirin.
Yes, gentlemen. What'll it be?
Packet of cold flakes for me.
Yes, sir. And the other gentleman?
Three Havanas, the shilling cigars.
Havanas? You gentlemen must be up from London.
That's right. Is that your name on the window of this shop?
That's right, sir. Olivia Asher. Been in business right here in Andover and right here in St. Andrew's Place for 20 years.
All A's. Andover, St. Andrew's Place, and Asher.
Funny, ain't it? Never so much as crossed my mind before.
Well, Mrs. Asher, we're from Scotland Yard. We have reason to believe there may be a homicidal maniac at large in Andover.
God, blonde.
We don't want to frighten you, Mrs. Asher. For all we know, this may be just a practical joke. You see, we received an anonymous letter, typewritten, and signed ABC.
ABC?
This murderer, if there's anything in his story, is planning a series of murders. His mania seems to be centered on the alphabet. If he follows his plan through, his first murder will be committed in Andover, and the victim will be a person whose name begins with an A.
The Lord help me, sir. You don't think...
We don't think anything. Scotland Yard has taken its precautions.
Oh, a woman takes a terrible chance.
There's probably nothing to be alarmed about, but it won't hurt to keep a sharp lookout. Who's next on your list, Mackenzie?
Next is Arthur Atwood.
All right. Let's be on our way, then. Good day, madam. Don't worry.
Thank you, sir. And good day to you, sir. A murdering lunatic in Andover of all places. Yes, sir. What'll it be for you, sir? These? That'll be 1 and 6, sir. I said that'll be... Oh, no! No! No!
Flogging newspaper, sensation, homicidal maniac in Andover, alphabet murderer destroyed next at Bexhill, latest on ABC.
Oh, boy, let me have one of those.
Oh, yes, a news standard, sir.
Both, here you are.
Oh, thank you, sir.
6:30 newspaper, sensation.
Nasty business, eh, mister?
Oh, yes, very, very.
You never know with lunatics. They don't always look bomber, you know. Sometimes they look the same as you on me.
Eh? Yes, I suppose they do.
Oh, it's a fact. Sometimes it's the war unhinged them. Never been right since.
Yes, I expect you're right.
You know, I don't hold with wars. I hope this will be the last.
You don't hold with wars, eh? Well, young man, I don't hold with plague and sleeping sickness and famine and cancer, but they happen all the same. And murder happens all the same. They can't prevent them.
I'm sorry, sir. I expect you had a rocky time of it in the last one, eh?
Yes. My poor head's never been the same since. I get terrible headaches.
Oh? Well, I'm sorry about that, sir.
Sometimes I hardly know what I'm doing.
You don't say.
I forget things. You know, for instance, I could have sworn I had an ABC railway guide in my pocket an hour ago.
Do you know they found one of them ABC railway guides on the poor tobacconist lady that he murdered?
Oh,
he? ABC, whoever he is. Maybe he don't know himself. Never stop to think of that. Maybe he's so bummy, don't remember.
I wonder.
Bexhill, Bexhill, did he say Bexhill? That's my train. Well, goodbye, young man.
Goodbye. Sensation, homicide, lunatic to strike again. Police tracing typewriter on which murder notes were written. To strike at Bexhill, latest on ABC alphabet murderer.
Your order, sir?
Well, I don't think I'll have the ham. I had ham for breakfast. I think I'll have the mutton pie.
One mutton pie? Yes, sir.
What's the matter with you? You're trembling, young woman. Is something wrong?
Oh, sir, if you only knew. I have to walk home tonight after they close up here. And there ain't hardly a light in Benson Terrace where I live.
Benson Terrace in Bexhill?
Yes, sir.
You're afraid of the ABC murderer, aren't you?
He follows the alphabet, don't he? That was the way he done in Andover.
Hey. And does your name begin with a B?
Barnard's my name. Mary Barnard.
Oh, dear me, Miss Barnard. Well, I don't like to appear forward. Well, anyway, I'm old enough to be your father. Would it make you feel easier if I saw you home tonight?
Oh, you don't know, sir. You just don't know what it would mean.
Well, what time do they close up here?
9:00.
All right, I'll wait outside for you. At 9:00?
All right.
Ladies, waitress brutally murdered in Bexhill. ABC strikes again. ER, sir, Scotland Yard receives third murder note. Alphabet murderer to strike again in Chestern.
Yes, sir.
Third class, single, to Chestern. Give me a pint of half and half, please.
Yes, sir. There you are, sir. You up from London, sir?
Yes, I come directly from London.
Ah, salesman?
Stockings is my line.
Rough going these days, what with rationing, eh?
Well. It isn't my old friend, Alexander Bonaparte Cuss.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't remember.
We met in the library, remember?
Oh,
in London, yes, had quite a talk. Yeah. Franklin Clark, remember?
Yes, of course. You'll forgive me, Mr. Clark. My memory, it seems to be getting worse and worse.
But you must have come under better times, Mr. Cuss. New briefcase, I see. Nice, bright, new initials.
Well, I got a job shortly after I saw you, Mr. Clark, from Ballinger Limited. Stockings is my old line, you know. But to tell you the truth, I haven't been doing very well.
Oh, those headaches again?
Yes, the headaches. And the murders. The murders have upset me something terrible.
Oh, well, you're shaking like a leaf, man.
No.
Hey, Jonathan, a brandy for Mr. Cust.
Oh,
he needs it.
Sir.
The trouble with you, Cust, is you're inclined to be morbid. I remember that book you were reading the day we met, stuff about epilepsy.
Well, it might be epilepsy, mightn't it?
What?
Well, they discharged me from the army before the war ended. I had a kind of a fit, you know. And
never had anything like it again, have you?
No, I didn't have a fit again, just the headaches. I forget what happens, hours at a time. Do you know, once I was sitting in a station waiting room and a newsboy came by and I bought a paper from and it was all about that first murder... in Andover.
Yeah.
It said the police had got another note, another typewritten note, Mr. Clark, and the murderer was going to strike next in Bexhill. And suddenly I realized I was in Bexhill.
Hmm.
And I'd been in Andover the day before when the first murder happened.
Well, how did you happen to go from Andover to Bexhill?
Well, that's the way I'm supposed to go, on my route, selling the stockings. I'm supposed to take the towns alphabetically.
Oh, well, then it's not so surprising you should have been in Bexhill after all, is it? Just a coincidence.
Well, the waitress in Bexhill there, I walked home with her that night, Mr. Clark, the night she was murdered.
Well, good heavens, Cust, you don't think you killed Mary Barnard, do you?
I don't know, Mr. Clark. It said in that book that people who have had epileptic fits often do things and don't remember them. They even commit crimes. I said goodnight to her, and after that,
well,
I don't know what happened.
The notes, those typewritten notes. Wouldn't you have remembered if you'd written them?
I don't know.
Well, now, I know a little something about psychology myself, Cust. And I'd stake everything I own on the fact that the man who wrote those notes was conscious of what he was doing.
Do you really think so, Mr. Clark?
Positive of it. Now, pull yourself together, man. Incidentally, my sister-in-law lives here in Chestern. My brother is Lord Cameron Clark, and I happen to know she needs some new stockings.
Huh.
Pop over there in the morning, will you, and show the old girl your line?
Huh.
Here's the address. Might cheer you up to make a good sale.
Oh, I'm sure it would, Mr. Clark. I'm sure it would. Well, good night, Mr. Clark, and thank you again for all your kindness.
Good night.
I'm sure, sir.
Good night. Oh, wait a minute. You've forgotten something again.
Oh, dear me, that's my typewriter. I shall certainly need that.
Oh?
Oh, well, it's to type up my report to the Home Office in case I should make that sale tomorrow.
Oh, of course. Oh, yes. By the way, Cust, better watch out. Somebody in Churston is going to be murdered tomorrow.
Aye?
Old ABC is up to the letter C, you know, and your name is Cust.
Huh?
Oh, I say, good heavens. Mine is Clark.